Hi, this is Lori Johnson with Hancock Whitney Bank, and you're listening to Local Leaders, the podcast. Visit localleadersthepodcast.com for previous episodes or for information on appearing on the show.
Hey everyone, it's Jim Chapman with Local Leaders, the podcast, and I want to make you aware of a fantastic deal they have going on right now at Fit Body Boot Camp in Denham Springs, Louisiana. If you go to the link getfitdenhamsprings.com/local leaders, you can get $30 off of the regular price of $129 for 30 days of classes. Go to the link, click it, sign up. 30-day classes for only $99 through that link. It's a special deal offered to all of our listeners at Local Leaders, the podcast. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Local Leaders, the podcast. I have two people sitting across from me that I podcasted once before, believe it or not. It was in a closet, and there's a long story to that. So we may talk about that a little bit today, but it is David and Marissa Hofstetter of Restoration One of Baton Rouge. So first of all, thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
We're excited to have you on. Today, we're going to talk not only about your business, but a little bit about you guys, what led you into getting into your business, because there's a great story there. So we'll start with David. You're from Franklinton, Louisiana.
That's right.
You were a baseball guy, football guy in high school?
Big sports guy.
You know, at some point, you made your way to Southeastern, I believe, for a year.
Yeah.
And then LSU, where you got your degree in business management.
Yeah, so I've got a kind of around the world story. Marissa picks with me. I went to five schools in 5 years.
Wow.
I bounced around a few different times. Started at Southeastern, played football. That's where we met. And after a year, realized that I missed baseball a whole lot and got hooked up with some connections in that world and bounced around a few different junior colleges, one of which kind of wasn't really my choice. My dad and my grandpa passed away within 30 days of each other. I was living in Alabama.
Gosh,
and decided I needed to come home and ended up at BRCC. Played a year. And after that, it was just kind of time to grow up. And always wanted to go to LSU and transferred across town. And 2 years later, had my degree. So, yeah, kind of a around-the-world story and sort of remarkable. That many times transferring and losing credits that I still got my undergrad in 5 years. So,
yeah.
Still look back on it like, man, that was crazy.
Yeah, probably a whirlwind, it seems like, during that time. And Marissa, the lady to your left, is a hometown girl, born and raised in Watson. You attended Live Oak High School, and you stayed at Southeastern. You didn't travel all over junior colleges all over the world. Eventually, you graduated in elementary education.
Yes.
Very good. Unsung heroes right there, teachers.
Absolutely. So, yes, I did not chase after David when he went to those five different schools. I stayed right there in Hammond, Louisiana, and finished at Southeastern. I had a absolutely wonderful experience there. Was very involved in my sorority there. Was membership director and president. It just totally shaped my entire college experience. I mean, so much that seven of my eight bridesmaids in our wedding were from my sorority. So, lifelong friends, acquaintances, people who've, come up in my life and helped with business, networking, all of those types of things. So, that's where we met, and that's where our two worlds collided, and then became an elementary education teacher and taught in Prairieville for a couple of years, and then kind of circled back around to Denham Springs whenever we moved here. And my fourth grade teacher, when I was at Live Oak, was now a principal at Denham Springs Elementary, and she hired me to teach fourth grade for her. It was just, everything came full circle.
Fourth grade, yes. Yeah. And formative time in kids' lives.
Absolutely. And I remember fourth and fifth grade being extremely impressionable years.
Me too.
When I was a child. I mean, those were my two favorite teachers. Those were, you know, just when I had those strong memories of school, that's where they started. So I taught for about 7 years, and then things changed a little bit.
Or a lot. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting you say that, because when I was kind of scripting out this podcast, as I was doing it, I said, you know, there's been a lot of significant events together that you've had in life. And so this is kind of the first time I've come up with a theme for a podcast, but I said, I'm going to call this the Moments of Significance Together. And that would be the first one. Freshman at or you were going in your sophomore year. You were a freshman at Southeastern.
Yes. He likes and you to meet. Call me a cougar.
Yeah.
She said it.
Yeah.
I don't know if a year and a half difference makes me a cougar, but I'll take it.
That's great. But a hugely significant time in your life. And I'm someone that I always look back and almost blows my mind sometimes at little things that occur in your life that make like huge differences when you look back years later and you're like, wow, if I hadn't done this, you know, I never would have done that or whatever. So big, significant time. You meet each other. Make your way through college, your own individual ways, and you get out of college, you're teaching, you're at the school you just discussed. And David, what are you doing? You're out of college and you've got this business management degree and you're ready to tackle the world. What was kind of your first deal?
So LSU does a great job of putting on career fairs, and I just so happened to work at the Maravich Assembly Center as a student worker, and one of our jobs was to flip the arena from event to event. So we'd go from basketball to graduation, career fairs, all this stuff. So after my first year, I realized it was pretty important to start making professional connections, because at some point this thing is going to end and you got to go to work. So during one of those fall session career fairs, I met a few companies, and that's really where the professional dialogue started. So graduated in May of 2014, went to work for a company called Rexel Holdings, electrical distribution, sold mainly to commercial and industrial electrical contractors. So I was put on a two-year outside sales training program, basically, where my first day and in the first 6 months, I was in the warehouse. I was learning the business from the ground up. What happens when an order comes in, where it's located on the shelves, how to package it, how to get it out to the client. That way, ultimately, when I ended up being the outside rep, I knew every step of that process. Yes. They really had it down.
That's smart.
Yeah. So I was in Harahan for about 9 months on that first stint. It was supposed to be a two-year program. Marissa and I had just purchased a home in St. Charles Parish, and the branch was shut down due to years of profitability not being there.
Mm.
So the company makes a decision to close that branch.
Huh.
It was a trying time. We had just purchased the home. Marissa had started looking for opportunities in St. Charles Parish to transfer from Ascension, because we were engaged at the time. So just kind of a flood of events happens. And I end up transferring to a sister company of Rexel in Baton Rouge. So my first real business opportunity, I'll say, came at 23. I was hired as a branch manager and was in charge of a $20 million profit and loss. And, still to this day, I will say that is the biggest professional leap I've ever made in my life. The division vice president was out of Denver. I owe him a lot of the success that I've had in life to that move and him trusting a 23-year-old to go manage that thing and not screw it up. And we had a lot of success. Coolest part was getting to manage and be around people who had been doing that longer than I was alive.
Yeah.
So having to get in there and earn their respect and kind of, you know, let them know that I'm here to learn, but I'm also here to manage and try to steer the ship. That was a huge, huge thing for me.
Wow. You know, it's interesting that those jobs back then, how little things in your career field prepared you maybe later on for your business of your own, you know, little tips that maybe you learned and along the way. So Marissa, at some point y'all got married. You just couldn't get enough of David.
She had to be around me all day.
That's it. She had to put a ring on it.
I like a challenge.
So you get married, and that is the second most significant thing at that point to happen in your life together. And like most of all of us in LP, your flood in 2016, right? That kind of led David into another path in his life, which I'm going to let you kind of tell everybody sure. about.
Yeah, so was with the electrical distributor for about 18 months, and the flood happens in 2016. We'd gotten married 6 months before that, and oddly enough, it's going to sound strange to a lot of people, but when our house flooded, me getting in there and cutting out sheetrock with a razor knife and moisture mapping and trying to figure out what all parts of our home were affected and what needed to happen, just something came over me, and residential construction just started to blow my mind and really fascinate me. So much so that 2 months after that, made a career change and went to work for a regional home builder that was based out of Arkansas. There was there is a branch here in Baton Rouge, and there's 30 or so across the Southwest. And spent about 2 years with them. And again, that's really where I refined my knowledge of construction and sales and project management and what goes into building a house and being a part of that from day one until they get the certificate of occupancy and they're moving in. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's those points in life. I always kind of look at them as winding paths. You know, you kind of going through these stages of life, and y'all are going together through these winding paths. And in 2018, you have another significant event, and that is you establish Restoration One of Baton Rouge, the third most significant event in your life together. David, you have kind of an interesting story on how you and Restoration One kind of found each other. I love this story. Yeah. Tell us about that.
So LinkedIn is an incredibly powerful tool. In my time with the home builder, I was beginning to have the same feeling surface that I had in my previous two roles, where no matter how much success I had or how much value I brought to the company, there was an unhappiness there. And yeah. Prayed about it. Is there something wrong with me? Am I being ungrateful? You know, I wrestled with that for a long time. So I get on LinkedIn and I turn on, from my memory, what's called the career interest tab. And apparently what this does is that it'll blast your profile out to recruiters, but somehow not let your current employer know that you've done this, such that someone in HR with your own company doesn't find they're interested. It's, you know,
that's interesting.
People way smarter than me figured that out. So yeah. I turned that on and immediately got it, you know, flooded with messages. I'd say probably 30 days after that happened, I get a message from a recruiter who was selling franchises, one of which was Restoration One. So I got sent a message. The same message probably got sent to who knows how many people, right?
Yeah.
I read it. I start looking into it. I scheduled a call with the recruiter, and after 10 minutes on the phone, divine intervention, you call it what you want. Like, I knew this is what I wanted to do. So much so that for about 2 weeks, I didn't tell Marissa about it. And that was strategic. And I haven't done very many strategic things, but that was one of them. Right. I knew if I went home that night, sat down and said, hey, I just got presented with this opportunity. I think we can own our own business. If I didn't have more follow-up on top of that, like,
yeah, you wanted all the information first, and maybe even to kind of think about it yourself and sure. digest it and make sure. I mean, there's no sense in, you know, upsetting the wife if you don't have to.
Right. So I've always I kind of adopted this doctrine that if I really want something, spend about 30 days and think about it. Right.
Yeah.
If it's a four wheel or whatever it is. Right. If at the end of that 30 days I can't stop thinking about it, we might need to make a decision. But generally, I've found that, you know, the interest will peak, and it's like, you know what, that would have been rushed to a decision. So I spent a few weeks gathering more info, and I was convinced from the first 10 minutes. So finally I come home, we're eating dinner, and I drop it on her. I said, hey, don't be mad at me, but for the last few weeks, I've been researching this opportunity. Here's what it looks like. Here's what it could be. Here's what it could be for our life.
Your perspective on that is huge. And I've been right where you are right now. I know where you're coming from, brother, exactly where you're coming from. And, so your perspective on this is huge. What were your thoughts? Your husband comes home and he's been considering this in his mind for a couple of weeks, going to make that pitch right to his wife. Were you thinking, are you crazy?
So apparently that's what he thought my response would be.
Yes.
Um, Stephanie Berthelot and the crew at SR Enterprise can handle it all, from sheetrock to texture to paint. Give Stephanie a call at 504-432-9284. SR Enterprise, where they spread the paint and you spread the word.
Whenever he told me how long he had been sitting on this and researching it and thinking about it and praying about it, that told me how serious and how possible of an opportunity it was. Because this guy comes up with all kind of crazy ideas, and he's always throwing them out there. But this was different. Yeah. And at that point in my career as well, and we had talked about it many times, we want to own a business one day. We want to be in control of those day-to-day operations. We want that sense of freedom. We want to create generational wealth. We want all of these things. And it was just like, this just ended up in your inbox. Is this the answer we've been looking for? So I was all ears. I don't think it was the reaction he was expecting, but I think that he was pleasantly surprised.
It went from what I thought was going to be the toughest sales call in my career at that point to, you know, a lot of relief and okay, I'm not so crazy, and you know, started laying out the vision, and it was pretty awesome moment.
You put it best. I could see that the thought had been put into it and how important this was to him, and I was all about it. And at the end of the day, it's because you believed in your husband, right?
Absolutely.
And that's an awesome, awesome thing. Off you go. And I want to read something before we get into our next little segment. And I have everybody fill out a questionnaire. And in that questionnaire, one of the things I asked you was what led you to choose your profession. I'm not sure which one of you wrote this, but it says neither of us were satisfied professionally. We felt a greater purpose and wanted to have more control over our day-to-day lives. When a Restoration One franchise recruiter reached out to David via LinkedIn, we researched, talked to Restoration One owners, and prayed about it. We knew it was God's plan. After purchasing the franchise, we were doing a Bible study one night while studying scripture on that particular day with Psalm 85 titled, A Prayer for Restoration. So faith is obviously a big thing in your business and in your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Psalm 85, A Prayer for Restoration, and Restoration One, it's got to be, right?
Yeah. That was there were many signs sort of leading up to that, but that actually occurred after, there's this period in franchising when you purchase your license and, you know, you've got a ton of onboarding and training. You know, they don't just say, hey, go get them, right?
Yeah.
You know, at least that was our
yeah, here's our a, yeah. You know, here's a mold detector or whatever. Yeah.
go get them. Yeah. So that happened, that occurred right after. And naturally for us, there was some doubt after it actually happened. And this took, look, from that first message to the time we even were approved to purchase our location, took about 90 days.
Wow.
Restoration One goes through this very thorough process in the interview where guy who was recruiting us had to go sit in front of the CEO and present who he had been sort of working on and recruiting.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that goes before review, before they say, we don't just want your money. We want to make sure we've got the right strategic person in the right market.
Absolutely. It's their name on the line.
That's
right?
Correct. So that occurred, the Bible study occurred after we bought. So naturally, there was some self-doubt, like, man, did we do the right thing? Or are we on the right path? And then it happens. And from that moment, we have not whatsoever turned back or doubted that we're in the right spot or we're doing what God has called us to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And so let's talk about Restoration One for a minute and the company itself. 2022 stats. I do my research around here. According to Entrepreneur Magazine, they're ranked at number 322 in the top 500 franchises, and there's thousands and thousands of franchises. So that's pretty good feather in their cap right there. Number 97 in the fastest growing franchises, and they have around 300 franchises currently. So no small company by any means, no startup. I mean, Restoration One is well footed in the restoration business. So very good for you folks as franchisees that you have that backing behind you of a company that's been around a little while and knows what they're doing, right?
We just left, we hold an annual conference, and we just left it a few months ago, and they presented some stats to us as a network. And I believe total revenue for 21 was around $150 million across all the franchise locations. So
phenomenal.
It's and that's grown, exponential is a tough word, but that's grown a lot since we've even gotten in 4 years ago to where they were. I think one of those years it was around $60 million, I think, in 2019. So it's more than tripled just in the last few years. So very fast-growing network.
Very fast-growing, and a company that, as you mentioned earlier, they're big on training. And when you went into that company, you had or bought into that franchise, you had construction experience and things like that, but not necessarily related directly to remediation. So training is important. Yeah. And you're a guy that I just know from your personality, you love to absorb knowledge. And so that for you was something I'm sure you took to like a fish on a hook or whatever they say.
I tell you, you know, and Marissa and I have talked a lot about this, what differentiates us amongst our competitors. The industry is pretty saturated. There are many main players across the country and the world that do this stuff. And we've always been focused on differentiation, and that comes through training. So the very first one I went to, I'll admit, I've already paid my franchise fee. I'm already in this thing. And I go to the very first industry-specific training, and after about 2 hours, I'm going, I got a lot of catching up to do. I've been building houses for 2 years, and I can tell you, you know, the importance of post-tension slabs and 2x6 walls and hurricane ties and that kind of stuff. But, man, when it comes to evaporating water, which seems like a simple principle, I got a lot to learn. So, yeah that for me, that challenge was presented immediately.
Yeah, it was like trial by fire. Yep. You know, they go in there and just fill you full of this information. And I'm sure you have a pretty good story about that first job.
William Waldrop of TWFG Insurance in Denham Springs can service all of your insurance needs. Offering auto, life, health, and commercial insurance, William Waldrop of TWFG Insurance is a proud supporter of Local Leaders, the podcast.
I was actually building my mom a home at the time, and we're 99% done. I'm pouring the driveway that morning, and my phone rings. So I'm mind you, I'm a business owner at this point, but yeah. I was tied up that morning pouring a driveway with concrete at 6 o'clock in the morning. So my phone rings, and it's through a lead service townhouse. The only thing that's in is that there's water everywhere, and if you want to bid on this, you have to be there at 10 a.m. So I take off my concrete hat and I go put my stuff on.
First bid.
Oh, man, I go out. Nervous. Here's why I was nervous. We show up, and two of my competitors are there in the lobby. You got to be kidding me. This wasn't an opportunity just to go feel this out and see how this works. So the three of us walk from the lobby through the breezeway to the unit, and the maintenance guy, it's a townhome community, unlocks the door and says, all right, guys, let me know when y'all are finished. So, again, you go through all this training, and it's funny. Restoration One tells you when you go through, like, hey, we know you're ready, but when that first one comes in, you're going to call us because you're just going to forget and freak out.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So long story short, the gentleman owned the condo, lived in Florida. It was a rental. It was under contract to be purchased. The closing date was like 5 days after that. Maintenance man sees water coming out of the door, starts calling, hey, you got water in your unit. So the unit is empty, which was a positive. The three of us go scope this thing. These guys start writing their estimates, and I excused myself and went and called what Restoration One calls your field consultant. That's your person that you call, especially as a startup. Hey, what do I do? What's the next step?
Yeah. Am I doing everything right? You know,
what do I do with my hands? You know, kind of a Ricky Bobby moment. So I call him and I explain what's going on. And he's like, all right, do not write an estimate. We're not writing an estimate for an emergency. This is bona fide. He said, I'll tell you what, let's three-way call the owner of the property who was also in Florida. So we get on the phone. His name was Damon. Damon calls and leads the call. And I'm just on mute on the other side, just kind of, you know, trying to collect myself. And Damon sells the job, gets him to sign the work authorization. So about 20 minutes pass. I walk back in, and these guys are finishing up their estimate. I've already got the job signed. They don't know that. So these guys are kind of like, all right, well, we'll see you around. And I'm like, yeah, guys, best of luck. You know, it's a small town. I'll see you around. So they leave, and I go in my van, and I start pulling out equipment. Now, we were working out of the house at this time. You know, we just started. We didn't have a physical location. Marissa's teaching fourth grade social studies at this moment. I'm telling her, oh, my God, we got a job.
I love this story.
I get there, and I had packed the van for the first time about a week before that and just put everything on the van I thought I would need.
Yeah.
I left things off like shop vacs, trash bags, just a broom, simple stuff.
The basic essentials.
Yeah.
I had plenty of dehumidifiers and fans, though. We were ready for that. So I start mitigating this thing by myself, and I called Marissa and said, hey, when you get out of school, I need you to go home. I need you to get a shop vac. I need you to get these number of things, and I need help. She goes home, gets her Restoration One uniform on, runs out there, and we mitigate that thing together.
Go ahead.
It was a lot of owners have that first job story, and oftentimes it's pretty comical based on the growth we've had and where we're at now.
Of course.
We've got 20 employees, but we mitigated that first one together, and that was just so symbolic of what had happened up to that point. So, yeah, she taught all day and probably had a migraine from Jubin back, but she went home and got everything and came back and got dirty with me.
Yeah, and you led me right into my next question, which was, about 7 months in, the fourth significant moment in your life together happened when Marissa, you start going to work for Restoration One, right? So you're teaching when he started, as he just said. You're still teaching. You're doing your thing. He's doing his thing. But at some point, you realize you need someone that's a sales and marketing person. I can't think of anyone more perfect than Marissa for that. And you eventually take over that role. So let's discuss that.
Yeah. So when we started, obviously it was a huge risk to even have him quit his job that he was doing very well at.
Yes.
Much less both of us. So, we needed insurance. We needed things like that. Yeah,
he's rubbing off on you.
Some sort of stability. So somebody had to do it 40 hours a week, this guy,
Yes.
So he started, and then we said, okay, let's just see how it goes. Let's see how quickly we begin to grow, and we'll just take it day by day. And so when we started, that first job was probably about August 2018. So school had just started. So, I'm not going to leave my team, my administration hanging in the middle of the year. So I finished out that year. But when it came close to the end of that school year and summer was coming up, we said, well, this is the perfect opportunity for me to use that couple of months to start hitting the road and taking on that sales role. And, hey, if it doesn't work out, go back to teaching. You have a degree, you have a job, but if it's exactly what we needed, then it's time. So that's exactly what I did. It was to the point then where, it was David, we had hired a technician, we were growing, the phone was ringing and all of those things, and we just needed someone pushing the brand. We needed brand recognition, awareness. We were brand new to the industry. People just needed to know who we were.
Yes.
Right? I'm from here. David's very well known around here at this point now. People know us. People trust us. They just now need to know, hey, we've opened this business and this is what we can do for you. We got to get someone out there every single day hitting the street. So I started doing that summer, and almost instantly we started seeing the benefits of that and how that's exactly the piece that we needed at that time and in that moment. So I went to my principal, who I told you was once my fourth grade teacher. There was a long history there. There were lots of tears shed, but it wasn't a regretful moment. I knew, this is time. This is what God is calling me to do. And she couldn't be upset at that.
No.
she totally understood and was very supportive, but it was just, that was a huge, significant moment. My whole entire life, I knew my calling was to be a teacher, and now God's saying, okay, it's time to go work with your husband in this business and help other people through extremely stressful emotional situations. So, wow, that was 3 years ago.
And yeah.
Here we are.
BJ Pawn and Gun in Denham Springs wants to buy your unwanted gold jewelry, gold coins, and gold bullion. With 30 years of experience operating in the Livingston Parish area, BJ Pawn wants to be your source when selling your gold. So stop by BJ Pawn today for a no-obligation offer. BJ Pawn, a proud sponsor of Local Leaders, the podcast.
there were many things we had plotted out, like, you know, when Marissa says, hey, is this going to work? We had a few, you know, sort of KPIs set up. What does that look like? You know, how long is it going to take to replace your salary? Are we able to do that in the first year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you this. We sincerely would not be where we are as a company today had that move not been made for many different reasons. One of the biggest things is, I'm going to tell on her, it took, what, a week? The first week of June, she's like, this is it. I mean, it took 5 days of being on the road and being immersed in this stuff to say, this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
And we still had 4, 5, 6 weeks after that to continue to be reaffirmed in that position, all the while giving the school enough time to replace her position if that's what we, you know, decided to do. But she was so successful that summer, we had to pull her off the road. And now it's like, okay, we've gone out and gotten this. We need help producing it. The phones are ringing. And at this time, I was taking every single
phone. Quit selling.
Which is a terrible thing to do, right?
Right. But a great problem to have.
It was a great problem to have. And that summer, we really, like, hit our stride. And it was crazy. And we had to pull her off the road as much and say, all right. At the time, we were in a by this time, we'd gotten a facility. We're in about 2,000 square feet, about 700 office, 1,300 warehouse, just enough to put our equipment and just enough to have one office, a small break room and a bathroom, and a 10 by 10 conference room up front.
And a microwave.
And a microwave. There was a microwave. Gotta have that.
So, again, we had to go buy a desk. I'm like, you need a desk. Like, you need somewhere to sit. Like, I'm sitting here. So, we shared, not much bigger than where we are right now, man. We had two desks, and that's where it started.
Humble beginnings, man.
I'm telling you. And it was
– all about.
But, again, that move was just, still to this day, the most critical thing that we've done and that we got right.
Yeah. Yeah. And total rock star she is. Y'all are to me, a very unique couple in that you both have these massive strengths in different areas. 2 years ago, you were on the LPN podcast, and McHugh asked you, what the adjustment was like working together. And I believe it was David that stated, you know, we're still figuring it out. And, look, it's not easy when you work with your spouse. You can love them till the cows come home, but that doesn't mean you can work with them. Right. It's a totally different thing. How is it now? How is it now 2 years after that? I mean, I'm sure you still have your disagreements or whatever, but has it gotten better? Have you figured out more used to it now?
We're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
And I don't see that ever changing. It's always going to be, you know, a different something else going on in life. Like Marissa had our first child 9 months ago. So that
that
added a different dynamic to it. So I'll say this though, as compared to a few years ago when we sat down with McHugh and did that one, we've certainly gotten better, but it's not atypical at 10:45 at night to go, hey, did you follow up on this? Did you send that?
That's a great point because you're really working. Well, as business owners, we always work 24/7, right? I mean, our brain never turns off of our business. And, but I mean, you've got kind of your employee and laying next to each other. I mean, it's like, I want to punch out. I don't want to, you know, so it's tough, but you make it work, and you make it work phenomenally. Y'all are hugely successful together.
I will say that, you know, some things that we have changed since that podcast a couple years ago is that we will schedule time during the day to get certain things done together because we're not together all day long. Right?
Right.
We're both off doing our thing.
Yes.
And a lot of times it carries over at home because we haven't seen each other all day.
Right.
So
you're filling each other in, and the next thing you know, it's
right
work until
so,
forever.
So if we have something that we need to get accomplished and we need the other person to do that, we'll just add it to the calendar, make an appointment. They have to accept it. I mean, just like you would with an employee, because otherwise, you know, it gets pushed to the back burner and everything else comes first. And then, yes, we're laying there at 10:45 and thinking of those things. So that's just one small thing that we've done that I think has been extremely helpful. And like you said, I know we'll get more into our newest addition to the family, but he certainly forces us to focus on other things when we get home.
Yeah.
So that's been
very
a
good.
Huge difference as well.
Yeah. It's important. It's important. Look, balance is an important thing. Something I make no bones about my struggle with balance. Sometimes when you're motivated almost to a fault, your balance gets kind of out of whack. And it's a constant battle for me, even in my age. So those are some smart moves that you made to kind of ease things a little bit there. Now, I want to read another statement that y'all have filled out on your questionnaire, and that is, I asked you who had a large influence on you and why. And David, you said a previous employer had multiple small businesses. I admired the lifestyle he created and the way he did it.
Yep.
Very good. And we talked about kind of earlier how previous workplace environments kind of give you tips and help you in your own business in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I had that same experience. And Marissa, you said your husband, David, I found someone whose internal motivation and drive to succeed matches mine. When we speak of something, we make it happen. You speak it into reality, right? I met a guy one time in here actually that did a podcast, and he said, everything that I want to happen, I kind of say out loud. And I said, why do you do that? And he said, because I'm speaking it into reality. Once I say it, I'm committed.
Yeah. Yeah. We
strong.
We try to pass that same mentality off to our employees. You know, we've become very cognizant. If we're walking around the office, we try not to, we've got big picture plans.
Sure.
We get excited to share that, but sometimes we have to realize, hey, we got to dial that back a little bit because they're in the middle of a house that has no power because it caught on fire 2 weeks ago, and there it's 115 degrees in there. Their short term goal is to go home.
Yes.
Get out, get it done, and let's go sit in the AC. Whereas we're looking at sort of a big picture. So speaking things in existence and writing it down is very, very important to us.
Yeah. And we often talk about, you know, we all do it, but people who just kind of blow smoke because they're always dreaming and always saying, oh, I'm gonna do this or oh, I'm gonna do that. But in reality, a dream is only a dream unless you set a goal and create a timeline.
Yes.
And we hear so many people just talking, and that's all it'll ever be. And for us, it's almost like we don't talk about something in depth unless we are going to make it happen.
I mean,
it's only worth the discussion if it's possible for us to put it into reality. And that is, even though we're very, very different in many ways, that is one thing that we have in common, that when we talk about something, watch out, because in 6 months it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. And I say this, I'm with you 100%. I say this a lot on this show. The difference between being here and being here a lot of times is execution. That's it. All of them know the way to get there, but very few execute that. They stop at, we need to do this.
We should do this.
Yeah. Huge, huge. Just execute, people. Execute. So y'all already figured that out. I ain't going to teach you nothing on that. So you go to work. You're working with Restoration One. You're doing your sales thing. Y'all are rocking along. And we want to kind of talk about that a little bit. I want you to give me kind of the elevator pitch with Restoration One, just for people that aren't familiar with what you do. What would, if they said, you know, why should I go with Restoration One for my house? How would you answer them?
So most of the time when someone is calling us, they are going through an extremely stressful, unfortunate situation.
Yes.
So we offer 24/7 emergency services for water, fire, and mold, among other services. Those are the three main ones for both commercial and residential properties. Our goal is to guide them through that stressful emotional situation to where they don't have to worry about a thing. We are going to take care of the entire process and get them back to where they were before that accident as quickly and seamlessly as possible.
Make them whole again, right. Basically. Mm-hmm. It's a very traumatic time for somebody. They're under stress. They probably don't deal with this every day like you do. Right. And that's what y'all are, kind of that guide for them, and that safety person that, oh, here's someone who knows what they're doing. Thank God. And you're guiding them through that. We mentioned earlier that, you know, you flooded at some point. So the great thing, a huge separator with these two folks right here in Restoration One, is they've been there. They've been there. 2016, you flooded. You know what it's like. You were not experts in remediation back then. You had to,
far from it.
You know, and he falls in, go figure, David falls in love with it. This is kind of cool, cutting out sheetrock. Yeah. But yeah, you weren't. So you know what it's like to not really know where to turn. That's where you guys come in. You kind of give them the keys, folks, and they say, look, we got your back. We know how to deal with the insurance companies and all those sorts of things, and we're going to help you through that. We're going to empathize with you because we've been there. That's huge, folks. I can't tell you how huge that is. Marissa, at Restoration One, that's what you deal with a lot of times is people that it's an emergency situation. No one calls you to come to a birthday party at their house. It's a surprise to them. They don't expect it in most cases. Fires, obviously, things like that. Communication's huge, right? Communication eases people's minds and makes them feel comfortable. Y'all have a lot of experience with dealing with insurance companies, correct?
Yes.
And I'm sure if it's someone that's never dealt with an issue like an emergency, their first question is, well, how much is this going to cost? How much do I have to come out of pocket? Kind of let's talk about that a little bit. Sandra Richard has been in the business of selling homes for over 20 years. This award-winning realtor brings the perfect blend of professionalism, integrity, and client satisfaction to every buying and selling transaction. A passion for both her clients and her community makes Sandra the perfect choice when buying or selling your home. So if you're in need, call the Cajun Lady, Sandra Richard, at 225-955-5484 or visit her on the web at sandrasellshouses.com. Sandra Richard, a proud sponsor of Local Leaders, the podcast.
Sure. Yeah, we get that call often. So sometimes the call might go to the insurance company to make a claim first, but sometimes it comes to us, especially if there's water all over the floor. The first thing they're doing is finding someone who can come and help as quickly as possible. But either way, sometimes it's very obvious that it's going to exceed their deductible, but often sometimes people who never experienced this before or to the naked eye, it looks smart, you know, not that big of a deal, kind of small. So they might call us and say, I'm not sure if I need to make an insurance claim. I don't know if this is going to exceed my deductible. And we can definitely help with that. So half of the battle is showing up.
Yeah.
When you show up as an expert in your field, the guard comes down, the nerves, the stress starts to dissipate. But guiding them through that process is how you gain that trust in the beginning.
Yes.
And when you're able to use our professional experience and our knowledge to say, absolutely, this is going to exceed your deductible, go ahead and make a claim. We can work with your insurance company and guide you through the entire process. But then also if it is small and it's not going to exceed their deductible, then we can also still work with them and we can give them an estimate to perform a self-pay, or we offer financing for those who need that as well.
Very good. Very good. And David, I'll turn to you and ask you. So I'm in a situation, I'll give you a hypothetical. It's 3:00 in the morning. I go to get me a glass of water out of the kitchen and I notice my roof's leaking. It's storm. Maybe it's storming that night. What time do you open?
There is no close time.
No close time.
That phone, and here's what we're very proud of. That phone, when it rings, will come to one of three people, all three of which are W-2 employees for us. We answer the phone. We don't use answering services. When you ring that phone, if the first person doesn't pick up after two rings, it goes to the next.
Yeah.
Like it's a round robin, and that phone will continue to ring until someone picks up.
Excellent. Excellent. And so 24-hour service.
Absolutely.
For water, yep. Fire, and mold.
We have crews on call. So, I mean, our normal day is 7:30 to 4 o'clock, like
sure.
As most service contractors. But there is a rotating on-call schedule every single week where there is always going to be a manager on call to answer the phone and help start the process. But in terms of an actual team that can dispatch, doesn't matter if it's Sunday at 3 p.m. or Wednesday night at 11, someone, we make a phone call within 60 minutes, we will be there.
That's impressive.
Absolutely.
Very impressive. Huge. And that all goes back to customer service, right, Marissa?
Absolutely.
Probably one of the biggest things in your business. And another huge separator, folks, with these people is their customer service is second to none, in my opinion. And a big reason on why you would definitely want to consider them for any of that sort of thing. Now, I'm going to read your why statement. My favorite part of the show is why statements, because it's very important that people know why you do what you do. David says, I wake up every day and grind because I cannot fail my family. Much like most of us men, you know, that's the thing, the family, we're there to hunt and gather and protect. Right. Yep. And Marissa said, I loved your answer. You said, we have been in the shoes to those very similar to our clients. When people call us, they are having a bad day. They need someone to guide them through a stressful situation. And that is what we do. The relief they feel when we show up and praise our team makes it all worth it. Just what I just said. The separator here more than anything else, folks, is these people have been there, kind of done that, and have been in your situation. And so the empathy that you get, which is what you need in a situation like that, they can certainly offer and do.
And I would like to praise our team, because even though David and I are sitting here on this podcast, our team is who's in your house each and every day. They are the one taking care of you. And our reviews, online reviews, are extremely important to us because, like you've said, reputation is everything to us. This is our hometown. This is our community. We have to face the people that we service, and we would want to treat them just like we would want. We treat them just like we would want to be treated. So our team reads our reviews every single day to see if they have been mentioned in another review. Mm-hmm. The reviews are just important to our technicians and to our project managers as they are to us. We have contests each quarter where who can get a client to mention them in a review because they did such a good job. I mean, they are all in. They want to see the fruits of their labor. Like, I treated this client like my grandmother, and she cooked lunch for me, and now she's writing about it in a review, and they get pumped up about that.
Let me add just to that. You mentioned it. Our team has developed, and this didn't come from us. This was an organic thing within our service team. Was after Hurricane Delta or Laura, I forget which one it was, we were doing a job around the Lafayette area, and there was an older lady, lived by herself. She was from New Orleans, moved west after Katrina, and was by herself.
Right.
And she had some roof damage, and there was a mold remediation that occurred about 6 months after the storm. Saying one of our technicians walked out and finished the job. And he said, tell you what, man, that felt good because I felt like I was in my grandma's house. Oh, that man. Took legs of its own. And Now their motto internally is, when you walk into this house or this business, act like it was your best friend's grandma's house.
Yeah.
We all in the South kind of know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You better be
That's
your
right.
best behavior, and
That's
you're
right.
going to be you're going to treat it even better than you might your own. So that has grown organically within our team from them.
That's a huge thing, and team so important because you have to have people in the trenches, so to speak, that care about it as much as you do, take ownership in it, and it's important to mention you take care of them, and it's. Full benefits. I mean, they got all these things at their disposal that you really need when you want to attract good employees. Sure. And that was huge. I know Marissa we're a member of a business networking group together. And yesterday she stood up and she started naming off all these benefits. And I'm like, man, I might put in an application.
Come on, Jesus Jim, Christ,
you got all that? So 9 months ago, you had the fifth most significant thing in your life together. Moment rather happen. And if you folks have not seen the video on Instagram of David and his son, Merrick, it's amazing. It's awesome. I mean, did you put that together?
I did. That was my first reel I've ever created.
That was so awesome, y'all. And so check that out. But tell us, you're a business owner. You're also a working mother. How are you able to balance all of that?
I will be totally honest. The first 3 months after having him were the hardest months I've ever experienced in my life. It was such a mental change for me. Of course, a physical change, but mental more than anything. I was used to, for over 30 years, waking up and
just being you and
Dave. Being me, right? And, yeah. And of course, taking care of what I had to take care of. But I've never had someone be so dependent on me and every breath they take. So that was challenging at first. But after getting over that hump, and I think for me, going back to work full time felt like normal again, right?
It gives me
that sense of normalcy again. Don't get me wrong. I miss him during the day and all of those things, but you know, they say it takes a village. So shout out to his village, Nini, Nana, yes. KK, Mimi, all of those.
KK.
That's his babysitter. But without the grandmas, the great grandma, the babysitter, that gives me peace of mind every single day, knowing that he is with someone that we know and love and care about, and they're going to show him just as much love as we would. But it is, it's a game of balance, and every day, every week is something different. But at this point, I can say that I love being able to get up and go to work and do my thing and be with my team and help people, because I get a lot of satisfaction out of work. I really do. I'm very internally motivated, and I like to see growth and I like to see progress. But then at the same time, if I need to take the day and be with him because he's sick, I can do that. And that
yes.
Owning a business gives me that freedom. I have a team I can depend on to do what needs to be done, whether or not I'm there.
And David, new daddy.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, he's been smiling ever since. And it's obvious how much you love that boy. And how's it been for you, that change?
I've kind of joked about this in the past, and it's not really a joke. You know, when we first came home, especially that first month, I was back, you know, once we got home within a week or so, just kind of getting back, going to check on my jobs. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our general manager at this point, because mm-hmm. we strategically hired that position in that season of life because we knew we wanted to try to start a family and didn't know what that timeline looked at like. So we knew we needed someone to run our operation every day. We were able to hire that position in June of last year. So we had about a 4-month sort of onboarding period with Mike, our GM, so that whenever we went through this, which was 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida, I'll mention.
Yeah, incidentally.
That was a wild 30 days. But anyway, having him and having a team as strong as we do, whenever we needed that time for me the first week to get away, it wasn't someone mentioned to us a long time ago, if you can't leave your business for a week and be okay, you got a problem.
And that's a great point.
That's always resonated
wow.
with me. Like if you can't.
Never heard that. And that's
a good
point.
You can't unplug and do your thing. You probably need to look in the mirror. And maybe yeah. you want it that way, but for us, that was never the plan. We wanted to hire and empower people to do their job and become successful. Especially that first month, I joke, like I'm going to work. I'm getting a break. You know, I get to go to work.
Yeah.
So I didn't say that in a manner to be disrespectful, but it's almost like, man, I needed, as Marissa talked about, that time for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to not worry about changing diapers and hearing that constant, you know, cry out for things like, man, I'm taking care of things, but so that when I get home, I'm a bit recharged. And now I'm clocking in, she's clocking out. Hey, go take a nap for 12 hours or something, whatever you need to do.
Right.
It's been a great adjustment. Love him to death.
Blessed.
He looks just like his mom, which is a good thing.
Yeah, very good thing.
But I keep telling her he's going to act like me, so she might be in trouble.
Watch out.
Two of us.
We can't handle two of yeah. them. Keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
That's it. It's a beautiful thing and a total blessing. You're very active in the chamber. Yeah, you get back a lot of your time. You're very active in Livingston Young Professionals. David, aren't you on the board of directors?
Yeah, so I was about 60 days ago was voted in as an associate member of the board, which I'm very thankful for. So, have gotten to see what the chamber can provide outside of business acquisition, which for the record is not why we joined the chamber. We're not yeah. necessarily looking for that to be a referral source for
sure.
us. It's about being a part of the community. And April will tell the story right after we did that first job where she came and left school and came and helped me. One of the very first things I did was march straight in her office and say, I just started this thing a month ago and I want to sign up and I want to be a part of it. And that we have been not as involved as we would have liked maybe up to this point, but about 4 months ago, we went and sat down with April and said, where do you think we fit in? Let's find roles. And immediately she started suggesting things we do, and we've acted on that. And one of the things for me was, you know, sort of being more in the know, and how can I impact my community? And that's how we sort of, she said, well, let's give this a shot. And here we are.
Yeah. And impact, such a strong word. One of my, you know, every year I kind of try to come up with words that kind of fit a theme for me. And impact is always one of them, because you want to make an impact in your business. You want to make an impact in your community, in your relationship, all those sorts of things. So, so yes, you are very active there. You're also active in BNI, a huge networking source for you, correct? I know Marissa's in the same one I'm in, the Business Boomer. So how beneficial has BNI been to your business?
It was impactful almost immediately. I joined almost 3 years ago. And when we walked into that meeting just to see what it was all about, I mean, we walked out and we're like, where do we sign the dotted line? It's just other local business owners that are just as passionate as you are about their profession, but because everyone is working together. And basically your sales team, they're constantly looking of ways to refer you, people they can introduce you to. That's the biggest thing, is there might be 30 people in this room, but each of these people knows hundreds of people.
Yes.
And it's being aware of who's in the room and those opportunities that they can introduce you to.
100%. Couldn't agree with that more. And
thanks for the invite to that.
Yeah, right. You're welcome.
You're the one that said, hey, come with me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a super beneficial for me, both in my previous life and in the life I have now. And I knew y'all would fit right in and do as well as you've done with.
Do you mind if I tell the quick story about how you and I first met?
No, I love it. If you tell it, I'm going to tell it.
All right. Was that okay? All right. So I'm going to steal your thunder. So it was through the chamber. It was the Livingston Parish Expo.
Yeah.
Annual. Help me define that.
Just the expo. Yeah. The annual expo. That
business with booth set up, walk around, you meet the community, you meet other people, right? So that was in May of 2019. She was about a week shy of finishing that school year. That was your first official event in a sales capacity. We rented a booth and had a corner set up. So anyway, about an hour and a half or so in, I said, hey, man, the booth, I'm going to go take a jog around. And you were set up in the corner.
Yeah.
And I was window shopping, and do you remember what you said to me?
Yeah, I said, I believe I said, hey man, you need to come over here and talk to me. I've been looking for you for a while.
You said, yeah. And to add to that, you said, I know you're not about to walk past this booth.
But oh, that's right. Me. Yes.
And I said, okay, well, paint, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it went way deeper than that. And just to speak for a moment, you know, where we really struck our business relationship was by providing mold encapsulation product through Rust-Oleum that you were repping. And that helped take us to the next level in terms of offering solutions to our clients. So,
yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I'll tell you, the benefit of branding and where Restoration One has played a big part in what you do. And that is branding, and their branding to me is second to none. But I had been looking for, believe it or not, I don't ever like to, when I make sales calls, I like face-to-face stuff. And so I have been seeing Restoration One very active in the chamber. I'm like, who are these folks? And then I'd see little things that April would put out with, and y'all were doing sponsoring some things. And I'm like, man, I need to talk, because I knew you used paint. And so it was in my mind that, okay, I'm going to make a call on them. It was just total fate or whatever that y'all happened to walk by me and I saw you. And you had your Restoration One shirt on, and I'm like, that's him.
Yeah.
And recognize you. And so, yeah, the rest is here. And now you're sitting on my podcast.
There you go. For the second time.
For the second time. So first time in a closet.
Yeah.
Started in the closet. Now we're here.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that story just real quick. That was, I asked you if you wanted to see that product in action.
Yeah.
I invited you out to a job site. Marissa was there. We were applying that to it was actually new construction that had an issue. So we were applying it, and you said, hey, y'all ever thought about being on a podcast? Like, yeah, sounds cool. It's like, well, follow me. Let's go find a room for the sound will work. And again, this house had just had the sheetrock put up in a lot of places.
Yes, it was so that guy.
We filmed. I actually looked it up on Spotify. That was like maybe the fifth or sixth episode.
Yeah, it was early. Very that was early. I was still doing it with my cell phone.
Yeah, it was.
We were in a closet with your cell phone.
Passing the phone for the folks watching. That was, man, I said, tell you what, he's on to something there.
Man, I'm telling you, look. I never would have thought I would be doing this right now. It's crazy how life works, ain't it? Started out with a cell phone. Here, you won an award after your third full year at Restoration One. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we mentioned that there's an annual conference, and in March of this year, it was in Fort Worth, and you've got it's like the most impactful thing we do annually, where you get into a room with 100 other owners, and that's where a lot of the organic stuff comes from.
Sure.
So quickly, Restoration One handed out four location awards, Franchise of the Year, the President's Award, National Account. So Restoration One has this vast network of Walmarts and Amazons where if there's an issue in a certain city, yeah, hey, we got someone there, we can help you.
Yeah.
And then Rookie of the Year. So we were just totally shocked, but we were presented with the President's Award. And the reason the President, Tom Gissler, gave that we won that, last May, a lot of Baton Rouge experienced a lot of flooding, and it was very overwhelming. It's one point that I can think back of, man, stop the sales. I mean, you know, we got to that point.
Yeah.
And we were in constant contact with home office in terms of resources we needed, and we really over-communicated. We invited four or five other franchise owners from across the coast to come in and help us. Like, hey, if you show up, here's 10 leads. These people need help. And,
yeah.
And a lot of those guys rolled in and got some business out of it. So
sure.
We used, in my opinion, the way a franchise network is intended to be used, and they took notice of that, and we were presented with that award just totally shocked. And for me, I'd sort of been looking for validation the last 3+ years of, hey, you know, we want people in our network to notice who we are, and that was just total validation from an ego standpoint, which for me is a little important. But it was it's more about the networking and what – hey, I'm paying royalties every month. What am I getting in return for that? And I can tell you, with Restoration One, that return on investment is very obvious in many different ways.
Yes, yes, 100%, and just huge. And another separator for you guys is you're award winning, right? And so that's something that you don't necessarily want to overlook, because that's a reflection of your work. And a reflection of who you are as business owners, who you are as people, and all those things are important. And I want to tell y'all a little, well, tell the listeners a little more about who you are as people. And that is by reading your fun facts, which I had just, you know, I was laughing this morning when I got to that part. So I'm going to read these off. I ask these just to kind of humanize people a little bit. You're fun people. You're not just business owners, right? So that's right. So if you purchase a yacht, you would name it. David said, Mama, we made it. And Marissa said, out of office.
Ooh, that's
very
a good one.
Good.
I haven't heard her answers for the record. That's a good one, out of office.
You love them. What was your dream job when you were 12 years old? Marissa, teacher. But I went through a phase of wanting to be an architect. I did not never know that about you. I wonder if Philip knows that. Did you ever tell him that?
Well, you have to continue reading, because the only reason I wanted to be an architect is because I played a lot of Sims on the computer. And it made me think I could design and build a house in 30 minutes. So I was a little bit obsessed
with that. We'll leave
that
to the professionals at Current Architects.
That's very good. Yeah, you figured out, this is a little more to it. Major League Baseball player, no surprise there. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? David, to remember what my wife told me. And Marissa, to put information in my husband's brain, basically.
My superpower. Help your superpower.
Well, the problem is she fills it up, and I'm guilty of. Wait, you told me what?
Yeah,
I saw something the other day. It was hilarious. It was like there's no. You've never seen the look of shock on a husband's face when she tells you her plans for the second time. I thought that was because it's so true. It's like, oh, you told me that before.
Oh, I get that. Look, my wife will tell me something like, don't forget you have to do such and such tomorrow at such and such time. And I'm like, you never told me that. And she's like, I told you last night. And I'm like, text me.
Put it on the calendar.
You got to text me. Yeah, put it on the calendar. Do something, because I ain't going to remember. I think it's just something with us dudes, I guess. But anyway, let's shout out how people can get in touch. So you have a website, right?
Yes.
What is that?
So restorationone.com. You can go to that website and put in your zip code, or you can just go directly to us, restorationone.com/east-Baton-Rouge. Or give it a quick Google search and we will come up, and you can read all of our reviews and see photos and everything else. And then you can call Our office number, 225-277-0807. We also have many other different phone numbers online, depending on what website you're using or search engine. They all funnel into our office or whoever is on call. You'll talk to someone from our team.
Very good. And if someone has an emergency, that will be the number they would call.
Absolutely. We have a system set up to where it's still all the same numbers, but it'll just get pushed to whoever's phone is on call.
Instagram, Facebook, you got all that?
Yep, Restoration One of East Baton Rouge on Facebook and on Instagram and LinkedIn.
Very good. And I'm going to link, folks, all of what she just said to the description of this video. So you can just scroll down, click it. Give them a like on Facebook. Give them a follow on Instagram. It'll keep you updated on all things restoration. How about that?
We often post photos of just educational information, preventative information for water damage, mold, fire. But we also just go more into depth about all the different services that we do offer. It's a great visual. It's an easy way to keep up with what we're doing and how we do it.
Yes. If it's basically, folks, if it's to be remediated, if it's something you need due to a fire issue, a mold issue, a water issue, maybe you got water spots on the ceiling. You can't figure out why. It doesn't necessarily have to be an emergency. It can just be something that you know you need to get remediated and taken care of. Restoration One or your peeps, give them a call. They can take care of you. And if it's something maybe you're on the fence on if they handle it or not, call them. They can tell you. Right. They'll let you know right there if it's something that they deal with or not. So check that out. Give them a follow, like I said. And believe it or not, we've been going an hour and 10 minutes. Wow. And I know it goes fast. And the interesting thing was, I was telling Marissa earlier when I was scripting this out, kind of, I had like 20 pages, and I'm like, we're going to be like 10 hours. There's no way. But to me, this is such an in-depth field. So anytime you want to come back and we can get more in depth, one thing I wanted to focus on today was really diving into your story and who you are as people is just as important as what you do in business. Because people relate to that. And y'all are such great people. I didn't have to hide that fact, you know. So thank you for coming on the show. I enjoyed it. Remember, water, fire, and mold, these are the people you need to get in touch with. They're experts, total experts at remediating that stuff and getting you back whole again, like we said. Thank you for coming on, y'all. Y'all have
fun.
It's
been a pleasure. Yeah,
yes,
thanks.
Thank you.
Been looking forward to this for a while. Thank you.
Yes, very good. So I want to thank all my listeners and viewers for watching and listening to Local Leaders, the podcast, all my sponsors. I really couldn't do any of this without all of you. Please continue to like, comment, subscribe. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman reminding you, love your community, support local business just like Restoration One, and keep leading. Thank you very much.